Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, the Rockridge girls basketball team having quite a winter, and we get a chance to visit with the senior Taylor Seedam, a state champ during the softball season, a volleyball kid too. And you're winning a lot of basketball games here in 2021, 2022. How good does that feel?
Especially like with COVID taking some of our season last year, it just feels good to be out here with these girls and really just do it for our senior year.
Well, tell us about the Christmas holiday break. The Rockets get on a nice run, and it's always nice when you can win a title and you take a tournament title at the Cliff Workins Memorial Classic. What happened that week over the holiday?
I think we all just really got super into it, and everybody was just really determined to, like, come out there and get that win. All of our coaches really kind of pushed us to do that. And some of the girls, you know, they really stepped up and took on their weight.
All right, so now it's going to be a battle here to finish out kind of the conference season with Monmouth Roseville and Sherrard and Rockridge all with one loss. So what do you think about that here heading down the stretch of the girls' basketball season? Sounds like it's going to be a fun time. I think the Rockets and the Tigers play next Monday.
Yeah, we're really prepared for that, and we're super determined to get that win against them, especially what happened, like, during volleyball. And we took it out of them, like, early in the beginning of the season. So, like, we just really want to go out there and take the win against them.
Well, what have you noticed about – I don't know if you say that the season has been turned around. I know you've had a good year, but you mentioned the first meeting with Sherrard. I think you scored 11 points, but since that – time back in early December, the Rockets have really got on a run. So what are some of the things that have been going on basketball-wise leading to the success?
Honestly, after the Moline game, I think we kind of turned a light switch on, and we just realized that we generally have a really good shot of going far in this season. And you can see that in practice, and we've all just tried to work super hard, and I think it's, like, paid off.
All right, so tell us a little bit about, and you, to back up that Moline game, I know was an overtime loss for the Rockets, but a close game against a Western Big Six team. So your role on this team is what?
I would say probably a playmaker. I'm one of those kids that like to look for other people and really get them the ball. And Kearney and Heish are primarily our scores, so I like to get them the ball and help them produce and help them get a good game.
All right. Well, you're a kid that I know is a softball kid and played third base for the state championship team. So you're a travel softball kid to play volleyball. How do you make it all work? I know a lot of kids, you know, in the winter kind of say, oh, I just want to play softball or I'm going to play club volleyball. I don't know if I have time for, you know, girls high school basketball. How do you make it all work?
I've been juggling these three sports. I used to play soccer as well. So I've been juggling a lot of sports at the same time for a long time, and I just didn't have the heart to quit any of them.
Well, that's great. And how good does it feel to have success in girls basketball? I mean, you're kind of having a special season here.
It feels amazing. Like, I can't even describe it.
All right, so we were talking a little bit off the air. I said, do you have time for a job doing all these sports, basketball, volleyball, and softball, and you said kind of a part-time job, and you said something about baseball cards, and I said, wait a minute, back up. Are you talking about baseball cards? And you said, yeah, baseball cards. So explain yourself.
So my hitting coach, Jason Lingle, he has his own eBay business where he has, like, football cards, basketball cards, baseball cards. So me and a few other Rockridge girls, we scan those cards, and we put them up for sale on eBay and ship them out.
Interesting. So has there, like, been any card that you've looked at you said, ah, that's a pretty cool card?
Yeah, he's got, like, he's got an office for it. So he's got, like, boxes and boxes and boxes of cards in there. I think he's got, like, a really old Michael Jordan card on his desk. So that's why he's like, you always go in there and see that, and it's super cool.
And he says, don't touch that thing.
Yeah, he's got some rings on there, too.
All right. Well, Taylor Seedam is a senior for Rockridge. And by the way, I remember last summer, you'd call it summer, not spring, when Rockridge won the state title, playing those games down at Louisville Slugger Complex. You know, when you play in at the corners, when you play third, especially at that level, the ball can really shoot off the bat and come right at you. And I remember you made a couple of plays down there in that weekend, or actually it was midweek last year because the games were played, I think, like Tuesday and Wednesday. So what is it? Is it more reaction? Can you be ready for stuff like that? Or how do you play third? What are the keys to play in at third when you're playing at a high level of softball?
You just always got to keep your mind on it. Sometimes when you get like line drives and stuff that are super hard, sometimes they like feel like they're coming in slow motion just because you're that focused on it. So it's really not too hard, not that big of a deal.
You make it look easy. How good did that feel last summer when the Rockets, you know, got the, well, one, you know, you got the, there's a big question mark. Were they going to have a state tournament series? Were they going to have a softball season? What was that like last spring on that run for the Rockets?
It was to be able to do that for those seniors. That was a special group for us. I've been with them my freshman year, and I knew them like outside of softball with other sports. So just being able to like be a part of that team, and especially being an undefeated season, it was unbelievable.
Yep. And then, you know, this year you look at your senior year, where if you look back to your junior year, and it was a huge question mark whether things were going to happen. There wasn't a state tournament series for basketball and volleyball. You know, how important do you think that was here, your senior year, to kind of get back to normal and get some of these things back to where they belong?
I mean, just getting back to what we've been used to. I experienced that my freshman year. I kind of skipped out on it for 2 years, which kind of sucked. But it's really nice to have the chance to be able to do that again.
All right. Well, you still got some basketball games to play and win before we get on to softball. So keep up the good work on the basketball court, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you.
Taylor Seedam, a senior multi-sport athlete, joining us on WRMJ. I'm Jim Taylor.